welcome back to A 小军的美剧笔记。我们今天继续来聊《老友记》第三季第九集。这一集很多人印象都很深刻，就是几个好朋友之间的那场橄榄球大战 ，Boy Team vs Girl Team， 很精彩，很搞笑。但是我们要听到的原声片段是在开战之前，几个好友约战的过程，能学到很多实用表达哟。All right, now let's listen to the dialogue.
Hey, who wants to throw the ball around a little? Maybe get a little 3-on-3 going.
Oh, that would be so much fun.
Oh, can I play too? I've never played football, like, ever.
Great, you can cover Chandler.
No, I don't really want to play.
Come on, man, you haven't wanted to do anything since you and Janice broke up.
That's not true. I wanted to wear my bathrobe and eat peanut clusters all day. I wanted to start drinking in the morning. Don't say that I don't have goals.
Chandler, you have to start getting over her.All right, if you play, you get some fresh air, maybe you'll take your mind off Janice. And if you don't play, everyone will be mad at you because the teams won't be even. Come on.
All right, I'll play.
Yay! Do it! Ross?
What?
Want to play football?
Monica and I aren't supposed to play football.
Says who, your mom?
Yes. Yeah.Well, every Thanksgiving, we used to have a touch football game called the Geller Bowl.
No, you say that proudly.
Anyway, Ross and I were always captains, and it got kind of competitive, and one year, Geller Bowl 6, I accidentally broke Ross's nose.
It was so not an accident. She saw I was about to tag her, so she threw her big fat grandma arm elbow in my face.Kept running.
To score the winning touchdown, by the way.
Whoa. You did not win the game. The touchdown didn't count because of the spectacularly illegal, oh, and by the way, Savage, nose breaking.
I won the game.
Okay, now, did you figure out from the dialogue that why Ross and Monica are not supposed to play the game together? 我们接下来就把对话再逐句的听一遍。
Hey, who wants to throw the ball around a little? Maybe get a little 3-on-3 going.
Oh, that would be so much fun.
So, firstly, it was Joey who brought up this idea. 是 Joey 提出这个点子的。He said, who wants to throw the ball around a little? 这里的 throw the ball around...意思就是打球嘛，谁想玩玩球呢 ？Maybe a little 3-on-3 going. 3-on-3 就是三人对三人，正好六个 friends， 三对三的组合。That would be so much fun. Rachel 第一个响应。
Can I play too? I've never played football like ever.
Great, you can cover Chandler.
当菲比说她从来没有玩过球的时候 ，Joey 说。Then you can cover Chandler. 好 ，cover 这个词我们在 The Big Bang Theory 生活大爆炸那个节目系列里面讲过。有一次 Penny 在和 Sheldon 打游戏的时候，Sheldon 就是敌不过 Penny， 然后就要求 Raj 来 cover 他，掩护我。但是在比赛里面，特别是球类的团体比赛当中 ，cover 这个单词还有另外一个意思 ，it means to prevent a member of the opposing team from taking control of the ball by staying close to them all the time。啊，如果你经常看篮球赛或者足球赛的话，你从刚才这段描述应该就能知道，这里的 cover 指的是球类比赛当中的盯防。一个人专门防守对方队的一个人，那 Phoebe 去 cover Chandler， Phoebe 是从来没有玩过球的， Joey 言下之意就是 Chandler 也很菜就对了。
No, I don't really want to play.
Come on, man, you haven't wanted to do anything since you and Janice broke up.
That's not true. I wanted to wear my bathrobe and eat peanut clusters all day. I wanted to start drinking in the morning. Don't say that I don't have goals.
上期节目讲了 Chandler 和 Janice 分手了，然后之后就一蹶不振，整天是 wear his bathrobe， 每天不出门，就穿着睡衣浴袍在家里面 eat peanut clusters， 这是一种零食，就是在花生上面裹上什么巧克力酱啊或者糖浆啊，然后就整天吃这些垃圾零食，然后包括一早上起来就喝酒 start drinking in the morning。What a classical picture of a man who had just been dumped， 就典型一个刚被甩掉的人的一天是怎么过的。
But you have to start getting over her, all right? If you play, you get some fresh air. Maybe you'll take your mind off Janice. And if you don't play, everyone will be mad at you because the teams won't be even. Come on.
这一句话里面我们听到一个熟悉的短语 get over somebody or get over something， 指的就是忘掉它，忘掉过去，重新开始。然后还有另外一个短语是 take your mind off something， 非常形象了，把你的头脑，你的想法从一个事情或者一个人身上移开。 take your mind off somebody or off something 就是指你暂时不要去想它，暂时忘掉这个让你忧虑，让你焦急，让你不开心的事情，转移一下你的注意力。比如说我很喜欢跑步，那跑步的好处之一是它能够让我暂时不去想那些烦心的事情。 So the good thing about running is that it takes my mind off any problems I have. 所以 Chandler 玩球有这么多的好处。 But if he doesn't play, everyone will be mad at him because the teams won't be even. 那假如他不参加的话，每个人都会生他的气，因为这样两队人数就不平均了。平均啊，在英文里面的形容词是 even， 它的拼写是 E-V-E-N， even， it means equal or equally balanced。我们会说这个数字是平均的，你也可以用 even 来形容，两边势力是平衡的，势均力敌的。比如说，哎呦，这真是一场势均力敌的比赛，两边都打得很精彩，表现很好。Both sides played very well. It was a very even contest. Even contest, 势均力敌。又包括啊，比如说两个小孩子都很想吃这块披萨，那要把它平均的分给两个人。如果分得不平均的话，两个人都会不高兴。The children complained that the slices of pizza were not even in size.Not even in size， 有一块大，有一块小，没有那么平均。好，所以六个小伙伴，假如 Chandler 不参加的话 ，the teams won't be even， 就不能够三对三了，有一队会少一个人。
Now we're off to play. Yay! Let's do it, Ross.
What?
Want to play football?
Monica and I aren't supposed to play football.
Says who? Your mom?
Yes.Every Thanksgiving, we used to have a touch football game. Yeller Bowl.
No, you say that proudly.
Anyway, Ross and I were always captains, and it got kind of competitive, and one year, Yeller Bowl 6, I accidentally broke Ross's nose.
这一段 Monica 提到了每年的感恩节他们家都会举办一个游戏叫做 Touch Football Game。 之所以有一个 Touch 在前面，就是因为这个游戏的规则就是要触地才算得分。那 Touch这个单词在体育很多的项目里面都会出现。我不知道大家小时候有没有看过一部日本动画片叫做《棒球英豪》，讲棒球的，然后它的这个动画片的英文名字就叫做 Touch， 因为棒球里面也是要有一个触地的概念，所以他们家的这个 Touch Football Game 他们还专门取了一个名字叫做 The Geller Bowl。 我们都知道美国的这个橄榄球全每年最盛大的赛事就是 The Super Bowl 超级碗，然后他们家的这个每年的橄榄球比赛叫做 The Geller Bowl， 因为 Geller 是他们家的姓，像 Ross 的全名就是 Ross Geller， Monica 的全名是 Monica Geller。 这也是为什么接下来 Chandler 马上就说 No, you say that proudly， 你提到 Geller Bowl 的时候，你的语气要很骄傲才对，因为凡是涉及到家族的东西都应该 say it proudly。 好，接下来 Monica 就提到了每年 Ross and I were always captains。 Captain 可以指船长，可以指中国的这个情境里面可以指一个班级的班长，那在体育项目里面 Captain 一般是指队长，所以 Ross 和 Monica 一般都是各队的队长。然后it got kind of competitive， 两个人都特别好强。 And one year Geller Bowl 6 第六届盖勒杯的时候， I accidentally broke Ross's nose。 Accidentally 这个副词的意思是无心的，无意的，不是故意的。还有一个词可以跟它同义替换， Unintentionally。 unintentionally， 因为 intentional 指的是有意的、故意的， unintentional 无意的，副词形式是 unintentional。 然后注意这里把 Ross 的鼻子打断了用到的动词是 break somebody's nose。
So not an accident. She saw I was about to tag her, so she threw her big fat grandma arm elbow in my face. Just kept running.
Ross 很不服气。It was so not an accident. 我们讲过 so 在很多的情境里面，它可以表示强调语气。这绝对不是一个意外。She saw I was about to tag her.Tag, T-A-G, 这个词在作为名词使用的时候，它可以表示标签，比如说价格标签 price tag， 或者是你去参加一些活动的时候会在胸口上面贴一个胸牌，写上你的名字，这个写有名字的标签叫做 name tag。又或者是你去旅行的时候，你的行李要托运啊，那这个工作人员会在你的行李上贴一个行李牌、行李票，这个叫做 claim tag。 你需要通过这个 claim tag 去认领你的行李，因为在机场里面领取认领行李的地方叫做 baggage claim。 但是它还有一个不那么常见的意思， tagIt's also a children's game where one child runs to touch or tag the others. 它是指小孩子们玩的一种游戏，就是一个人跑，另外一个人追，如果追上那个人并且碰到他了，抓到他了，就算赢了，那个人就输了。所以 tag 在用作动词的时候可以表示你去紧紧的抓住或者说抱住一个人，不让他挣脱你。所以当时的情形是Ross was about to tag Monica， 眼看着 Ross 就要追上 Monica 并且把她给拦截住的时候， She threw her big fat grandma arm elbow on my face and then just keep running。 这里面有几个形容词， big fat grandma 都是贬义的，因为当年 Monica 有点胖嘛，大家都知道，然后 Ross 很不满意，所以就直接戳 Monica 的痛处，他当时用他像老奶奶般的又粗又壮的胳膊来打我的脸。
For the winning touchdown, by the way.
Whoa, you did not win the game. The touchdown didn't count because of the spectacularly illegal, oh, and by the way, savage, nose breaking.
I won the game.
我们听到一个词有重复两遍，那就是 touchdown。 第一遍是 Monica 说的，她说 Yeah, to score the winning touchdown。这个 to 是承接的 Ross 前面说的 She just keep running， 所以 Monica 意思是 I keep running to score the winning touchdown。 那什么是 touchdown？ 这是美式橄榄球赛的里面很重要的一个概念。那美式橄榄球我们中国人大部分人都不太熟悉，对吧？不知道规则是什么，看不懂人家的比赛，更不要提里面的那些英文单词了。但是Touchdown 绝对会是里面重复率最高的一个单词，因为它是美式橄榄球赛里面最重要的一个概念，指的是带球过球门线得分。 It means the act of scoring points by carrying the ball across the other team's goal line or throwing the ball so that it is caught by a member of your team who is across the other team's goal line。怎么样，听这个英文的解释是不是更加的清楚？就是指在球赛当中你带着球越过对方的球门线，或者是你的一个队友已经越过了对方的球门线，而你把球传给了这个队友，这两种情况都算是 touchdown， 都算你们队得分了。所以在那一年的 Gala Bowl 当中， Monica was keep runningTo score the winning touchdown， 他哪怕是打到 Ross 脸也没有停，一直跑，就是为了赢得那制胜的一分。那制胜形容词是 winning， 获胜的，获奖的。比如说你听过今年的那首获奖单曲了吗？ Have you heard the winning single of this year's singing contest？ 他的经验和他的聪明是一个制胜的组合，在他的事业当中 ，her rich experience and smart mind are a winning combination in the business。 他们都在为这个获胜的队所欢呼。All of them cheers for the winning team. 啊，获胜的队伍 ，the winning team. 那获胜的一个得分 ，the winning touchdown. 那第二次 touchdown 出现是 Ross 说的 ，He said the touchdown didn't count. 当你说一个东西 doesn't count 的时候，意思是这个东西不算数。因为 count 这个单词除了表示数数之外，还可以表示 something have value or is very important, have importance. 比如说，数量不重要，质量才是关键的。It's quality, not quantity, that really counts. Something really counts. 一个东西很重要。生了病，花多少钱治疗都不重要，重要的是你的健康，这个才是最关键的。Your health is what counts. 好，那在 Ross 接下来的一句里面出现了好几个形容词。他说 The touchdown didn't count because of the spectacularly illegal, oh, and by the way, savage nose breaking. 首先 illegal 是指犯法的、违法的，那在比赛里面就是指犯规的意思啊。你打断我的鼻子，这个是 illegal, 是犯规的，同时也是非常 savage 的。Savage, S-A-V-A-G-E. Savage 指的是very cruel, 非常残忍的，或者 very, very violent, 非常凶猛的。比如说你可以说 你收到了一条非常冷酷无情的批评 ,savage criticism。你也可以形容一个动物，比如说一条狗特别凶猛，用 savage, a savage dog, a savage beast。那攻击，别人对你的攻击非常的凶猛 ,a savage attack。所以这里Ross 用 savage 来形容 Monica 野蛮的打断了我的鼻子，这绝对是犯规。It was illegal. 那在 illegal 前面，他用了一个 spectacular 这个形容词，可能有的人知道，它指的就是 very 或者 extremely 非常的。那在 illegal 犯规前面加上 spectacularly 这个副词，就表示你这个是绝对的犯规，而且绝对的野蛮。但是对于 Monica 来说 ,what really counts is that she won the game. Monica 只在乎的是她赢得了比赛。所以这个兄妹俩的关系一直都是 ,they're just so intense with each other, 非常的紧张 ,very competitive relationship, 总是在互相比较。当然了，在一些时候 ,very depend on each other, 又互相依赖彼此。大概兄妹的关系都是这样的吧，我们这一代独生子女是没办法体会的了。好了，我们接下来把整段对话再完整听一遍。
Hey, who wants to throw the ball around a little? Maybe get a little 3-on-3 going.
Oh, that would be so much fun.
Oh, can I play too? I've never played football, like, ever.
Great, you can cover Chandler.
No, I don't really want to play.
Come on, man, you haven't wanted to do anything since you and Janice broke up.
That's not true. I wanted to wear my bathrobe and eat peanut clusters all day. I wanted to start drinking in the morning. Don't say that I don't have goals.
Chandler, you have to start getting over her, all right? If you play, you get some fresh air. Maybe you'll take your mind off Janice. And if you don't play, everyone will be mad at you because the teams won't be even. Come on.
All right, I'll play.
Yay! Do it! Ross?
What?
Want to play football?
Monica and I aren't supposed to play football.
Says who? Your mom?
Yes. Well, every Thanksgiving, we used to have a touch football game called the Geller Bowl.
No. You say that proudly.
Anyway, Ross and I were always captains, and it got kind of competitive, and one year, Geller Bowl 6, I accidentally...broke Ross's nose.
It was so not an accident. She saw I was about to tag her, so she threw her big fat grandma arm elbow in my face. Just kept running.
To score the winning touchdown, by the way.
Whoa. You did not win the game. The touchdown didn't count because of the spectacularly illegal, oh, and by the way, savage, nose breaking.
I won the game.
大家还记得这一集的结尾吗？就是其他几个小伙伴都已经累了饿了回去吃饭休息了，就只剩下 Monica 和 Ross 两个人在雪地里面还死死抱住橄榄球，谁都不肯先放手，不肯先认输。 It was really a funny episode. Alright, seems like that's all we've got for today's show. You've been listening to A 小军的美剧笔记，我们下期再见咯。 Have a nice one. Bye bye.